The Traveler's Journal, January 1st, observing New Year's Day. Actually, though perfectly natural now, January 1st has been observed as New Year's Day for only 250 years. Before the British Calendar Act of 1751, the New Year was generally celebrated at the vernal equinox in late March, which certainly makes sense from a seasonal point of view. At any rate, January 1st now ranks as the world's most widely celebrated holiday, observed in 133 nations, from Albania to Zimbabwe, though in a few places the day has extra meaning. It's Independence Day in Haiti, anniversary of the triumph of the revolution in Cuba, and founding day in Taiwan. Russian traditions call for decorated New Year's trees, parties, and gifts for children, delivered by Grandfather Frost and Snow Girl, his granddaughter. Parades will be staged in the streets of London, Paris, and other European capitals. There will be parades in this country as well. In Philadelphia, the Mummers will march up Broad Street with their spectacular costumes and string bands. In Pasadena, New Year's Day means a celebration of roses, followed by a football game. Football frenzies in half a dozen other southern cities will keep many of us glued to our TV sets. Many will visit relatives, or just stay home, relax, recover from last night's festivities, and figure out how to keep their resolutions. But no matter how you choose to observe the day, we wish you a prosperous new year, one full of many joyous journeys. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.